Oh, it's you. Come on in.
I'm glad you showed up. How are you doing?
Glad to hear it. Doing well in your other classes, too. Great. Would you like some water? Maybe a hot coffee?
Sure.
Follow me to the kitchen. Thank you. I really took care in imprinting my personality into the decoration. Almost everything here has a bit of DIY, too. I love personalizing my things. So, you said you were having some trouble with my classes and wanted some help.
Sure, yeah, I can help you, no problem.
Some private lessons can do wonders. You should feel honored, though. I don't help everyone who comes knocking, asking for help. But a smart cutie like you deserves my attention. There we go. It should be ready any second. Well, let's go in. Follow me. Let's go to my library. Here we are. Sit down at that chair. The one next to the desk. No, don't worry about those books. Just place them where there's space. What exactly are your doubts? Any authors or concepts that are just not clicking? Is it Nietzsche? 'Cause I could talk for hours about his works. Since I was a teen, I always liked his stuff. Kind of what stirred me into this alt-goth look, you know? Freud? Any specific part? Three essays on the theory of sexuality. Okay. Yeah, that can sometimes get people confused. Although Freud's findings have some ground in reality, many of his theories are discarded on the grounds of lack of proof. Besides that, too much of it is taboo in society today. And I find lately a lot of classes really object to it. Take, for example, the first part, sexual aberrations. Firstly, we have to understand the difference between sexual object and sexual aim. The sexual object is therein defined as a desired object, and the sexual aim as what acts are desired with said object. Say a sexual object would be like who or what you'd want to practice your sexual aim on. Like, for example, wanting to face fuck and come on your hot teacher's mouth. The sexual object would be the teacher, and the face fucking the sexual aim. And in that, we enter the sexual perversions ground. According to Freud, everyone has sexual perversions, existing as an unconscious force, citing that even people who are normal also present abnormal sexual desires. To make it simpler, we can really just call these kinks. Oh, coffee's ready. Let me grab you a cup. You seem a bit sleepy. Here. I hope you're not sleepy due to boredom. We just started. Let me sit a bit closer to you. It's getting a bit cold. So, where were we? Right, kinks. Particularities in sexuality are common to everyone, according to Freud. Say, some people like tits more than ass. Some have a thing for feet, want to dominate or be dominated, that kind of thing. And to him, those have roots in infancy and develop later during puberty. I know it sounds weird, but there is actually some good evidence of that. He takes special time to highlight some, like the Oedipus complex, his most controversial theory by far, stating that everyone at some point expresses a mommy or daddy kink. Despite not having enough evidence to work with it, God knows how many of these things I have seen and worked with. If Freud was alive, my God, he would jump in joy to see the amount of incest taboo present in pornography all around the internet. Stepmom, stepdad, when it isn't straight up incest, those themes get a lot of attention. What kind of brings this theory closer to reality? Like, for example, what do you like? Please, we are being purely scientific here. There's no need to be shy about it. You have a thing for MILFs? Long hair and goths. Someone kind of looking like me. That is your sexual object. What about your sexual aim? Blowjobs, domination, degradation, and rougher stuff. See, some that share those kinks of yours might have had a similar life as the one you led. Like cartoons you watched as a kid, for example. Likes of She-Go or Raven would always be more interesting to you. Or a strong woman like Wonder Woman or Android 18 had your undivided attention. Those are some characters I've heard from former patients during my psychology days. Bringing it to reality, though, I would say that you like an assertive woman that relishes in breaking taboos with you. So you most likely had a crush on a best friend's mom or a teacher, but as polite as you are, you would never act on it. You would always find it way more hot and comfortable if she made the move on you, took the situation under her control. Let's talk about me, for example. I love a smart, cute, polite boy. I take special pleasure in teasing them, rubbing my hands all over their thighs, pulling them in for a hug, softly whispering dirty things in their ears. Drives me crazy to see them try and remain composed, to break them out of their shell. And when it eventually happens, get their hard cock all for me. Oh my gosh. So sorry. Looks like I spilled some of my coffee on you. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, darling. Please, stand up. Let me help you with that. As I was saying, when it comes to my aim, it would align quite well with yours at some points. Unbuckle your belt, please. And your underpants, too. It soaked through. See here? Let me clean it off. Oh, getting it nice. Warm. Throbbing cock in my mouth. Moving my tongue around its head, savoring your pre-cum. Feeling your legs quiver on every roll of my tongue. Hearing you moan as I get a bit deeper. And then, even then, having you keep that polite little demeanor. Hands to your side. Just enjoying what I want to give. Knowing that I am in control here. Knowing that your darling teacher is a bit older than you. Wants your cock all for herself. And knowing that I enjoy every single second of it. Every drop of pre-cum. Every contained moan. Every involuntary shudder. Making it all wet and sloppy with my spit. Makes you so horny.
breaking taboos like that. It's what really gets you going. Even as you get close, you can keep being my good boy. Oh. Even if I stop sucking when you are close to orgasm, teasing you, slapping your cock on my face, on my tongue, having its weight on me. As I play with your balls. Licking every inch of it. Cleaning them with my tongue. Getting that smell. That scent goes right to my head. Makes me want to stop thinking. Prompting me to lick more. Rub it on my face. Get myself all dirty on it. Making me forget. About everything else. Nothing matters. Other than getting this meaty cock in my mouth. Those dirty, full balls on my face. When I tell you not to come, you accept my order. Making every moan sound more and more desperate, begging me to let you come. But no, not yet. I've just begun. Because my favorite part hasn't even started. Having it go deep and hard in me. Rough. Watering my eyes. Making me drool all over my sweater. Dirtying myself on your cup. Ruining my clothes and my makeup. And take more and more. This delicious. Taste it, man. All the way down my throat. Making myself from a respected and intelligent teacher. Don't air it, it sucks like. Wanting more and more. Lying spent bubbles on him. Trying to take it to the base. Hitting it in my throat. Ah. for air and coughing. Only to just seek more immediately. Shoving it down and feeling it throb for me. Stroking your shaft through my neck. Put your hands on my neck and feel it bulging in my throat. Ever closer to receiving my prize. Finally breaking you. Breaking your composure. Giving yourself to pleasure. Using my face as a little focal. Finally. Grabbing my hair and pushing me deep. Pretty woman like me cry, ruining my makeup. Out of pleasure. And keep going just because you want to come. You want to fill me up. Spill that hollow down my throat. Let me drink all your cum. To complete it. Doing it because I told you to. Because I'm the one who wants you to break this constructed societal image. And make me your teacher. Guzzle your gum like a cheap whore. And just do it when I tell you to do it. You come for me. Obey. Do it. Let it all out. Is my sexual perversion. Did you get all that, or were you too distracted to learn properly? Maybe it's not a good enough answer for me. You will clearly need extra special classes with me, and I don't want to hear a no, because this is something you are going to do. Keep your phone close to you at all times. I'll be calling you for more classes every once in a while. Maybe you can help me change the mess you made in my clothes. Either way, I can assure you, by the end of this semester, you will be a master of the concept of sexual perversions.